interviewed, she was very outwardly cooperative with the agents. She termed the charges, the allegations, as outlandish, ridiculous, etc. She denied everything. She said she'd never had any relationships with you of any kind, that she had met you on four occasions, once in Houston, once at the convention, but you would not even know her. That she did receive one, I asked her, you know, we tried to bear down to see whether there's a frame up here or not. She said she was, the only thing she recalls that might represent this, she received a call from a Grace Johnson. And Grace Johnson told her that Sarah McClendon was going to try to get in touch with her, the writer, reporter.
Huh?
And that she could name her own price if she would give Sarah her story. And Sarah did try to call her about five times, and this girl refused to talk to Sarah. Now, she said that she never has had sexual intercourse with Don Reynolds, that Reynolds tried to date her four or five times to the best of her knowledge, and she was always a little afraid of him and didn't want to date him. She says on one or two occasions, Bobby Baker asked her what she did in her spare time, and she just passed it off. She's trying to portray herself as rather a very innocent, injured little girl, but she says all these charges are absolutely ridiculous, and she's given a signed statement accordingly. She admits the bad check charges, not only in Baton Rouge, but also in various other localities. And she's out on bond on that at the present time. That's pretty much the story, Mr. President.
Well, that's an excellent job. Thank you again. Now, you make this, from my security officer standpoint, as my representative. You get together in your little file where you got them available.
Yes, sir.
These are the two or three or four similar stories about me.
All right, sir.
The Chicago one, now, wasn't there one before that?
Yes, sir. There's been about five all total, and Walter and I kept, as you know, a very a cozy file over there with Mildred that nobody can look at.
Had you looked at this Billy Saul Estes thing the other day, which was where they offered him $1 million?
No, sir. I don't know about that.
Well, there's some file that you all brought me the other day. Well, let's see. His lawyer, whatever his name is, told the FBI agent that they told him they'd give him $1 million if he'd speak for 30 minutes on the TV and tell his story.
I'll check into that right away.
You get that and keep that. All these supposedly blackmails, you keep them.
Yes, sir.
Now, you got this other thing running good, it looks like to me. It looks like to me you wound up with it, kind of like old man Jesse Jones hitting on both feet and Trump jumping out of a tree, but you landed on both feet.
That's the Negro controversy?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, you get all those together and keep them. So when I ask you on a moment's notice what you can do about it, well, I do it. And I've got to talk to Abe, and I'll call you back on the other thing a little later.
Very good, sir.
Now, what do you reckon caused this fellow to say that? He must be crazy, isn't he?
Mr. President.
Abe says he's a paranoid, whatever that is, says he studied him for years and says that, but he wouldn't be quoting a woman and giving her name and almost her address and saying that she did these things and all that. He bound to know we'd try to confirm it.
This man is psycho enough to claim anything. And why Curtis and Scott will sit up there and listen to this crap and try to back this man up is beyond me. They can't be trustworthy individuals to bank on something like this.
Is Phil Graham involved in the German deal?
Phil Graham?
Yeah, he testified that Phil Graham was messing with this German woman.
Oh, you mean Phil Graham?
Yeah, the former Post. That Ms. Graham called, the editor of it, called the president and got him to intervene.
No, sir, there's nothing in our files to indicate that, that Phil Graham was involved. Phil Graham was involved with a little model that he took to Paris and also
I know
Arizona.
That. Yeah, I know that.
But it doesn't indicate he was involved in the Romesh deal. As a matter of fact, when she gave the signed statement, she didn't give his name.
Much obliged, Zeke.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.